So let me get this straight. I want to make sure I understand what's happening. We are you want wait, do you want weather or do you want Matt Baer to do traffic twice? What are we trying to accomplish here? Are we saying we don't have enough Matt Baer in this show and what we need is we need him early, on time, and late? We just need the Matt Baer traffic hour at all times, and then we're good. Like, who even needs this Cats guy? Pfft, that's enough of him. Just give us more Matt Baer and maybe a pinup calendar. But you already did traffic, man. Right? So let me give you a little bit of inside baseball what happened here. So instead of going to sports, Kurt Darling, a heck of a guy. Heck of a guy, knows a lot about racing. Great news, dude. He goes to traffic, right? And which was not the time it was supposed to do. But Matt Baer, being a professional, was like, all right, I'll talk traffic. I mean, it's like every date I have, I'm only talking traffic. What am I gonna do? Talk about my feelings? That's not happening. So he talked to traffic. And then we went back to sports. And now I think we're supposed to go back to traffic. And honestly, that's not the way it works. It's not even science. So do you want to do traffic again, Matt? Nope, can't. It is one and done Bear. That's what they call him, ladies. That's what they call him. One and done. Right there. Oh, bravo. Oh, put that on a t-shirt, but that one. A picture of Matt smiling. All right, so I've now vamped enough in a professional yet earnest way to get us out of this. Good. 30 degrees in the American Standard Heating Weather Center. The time is 8:36. Time to fill up on the news, Tony Katz. 93 WIBC. Good morning. Dow futures are up 170. NASDAQ futures are up 72. Oh, the jobless numbers are. Wait, why are the jobless numbers in? Oh, for the week. For the week ending March 25th. Wait, is that how they're doing it? They were up to 198,000. They were supposed to be 195,000. So that would be pretty much on target, which. Honestly, no one's been able to do recently. Everyone's been wildly off, and we discuss it all the time. Every now and then, again, you hear somebody hit it right on schedule there. But I'm always amazed when they're close to it, considering how much they missed. I'm very curious about this Wall Street Journal story and whether or not we're going to start seeing some movement in the markets, if indeed the big banks are starting to gobble up depositors and small banks are going to start having an issue. I don't want to see that. I'm not a fan of this. Please don't get me wrong. I'm just aware that it's happening. Something we're going to keep an eye on. And then we're going to get into these polling conversations as they are regarding Trump and DeSantis. But as we know, it is Thursday, and I may be in Florida. But I do not disappoint the TK Thursday music moment. The world's crazy. We do not have to be. And so sometimes what you got to do is roll down the window. I know the weather may not be perfect. Step outside or just take a moment, take a breath, take a beat, listen to some tunes, grab your coffee. If you're just off third shift, grab a bourbon. You got a cigar. I'm not judging. And then just let it roll. So I went to 2015. I mean, I looked around at what else I'd be interested in and what else I'd want to do. But actually the single is 2013, but the album was 2015. So maybe I went back to 2013. The most insane video that I've seen in a good long while, certainly in the last decade. Not the most profound. That would be This Is America by Childish Gambino. But the video was nuts. Big Data featuring Joywave. Dangerous. Have you heard this song? Jonathan, I believe I sent it to you.
You did. It's a great song.
Play it. Told you it's going to be a good day. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.